Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, September 16th, and happy 50th birthday to former SNL star and actress Amy Poehler.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Mount Bethel's leadership says the bishop is dragging their heels on disaffiliation in order to seize assets. Marietta schools bus drivers and monitors will see 5% raise and a $1,000 bonus if the school board approves. Cobb Board of Commissioners approved paid leave incentive for vaccinated worker. GBI identifies a Smyrna man killed during a hostage situation. A man was arrested after a 4-year-old accidentally shot themselves and a 2-year-old with an unattended handgun at Marietta apartment. And finally, the Cobb Elections Board will reconsider having a polling place at the police academy after ACLU pressure. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The leadership of East Cobb's Mount Bethel United Methodist Church has said that its regional bishop is suing Mount Bethel to prevent it from leaving the denomination with its assets secured. The North Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church, a regional body that governs nearly 800 Methodist churches in Georgia, sued Mount Bethel and Cobb County Superior Court last week, asking the judge to order Mount Bethel to transfer its assets to the conference. The assets of UMC churches are held in trust for the benefit of the entire denomination, though disaffiliating churches can retain their assets when leaving the UMC if certain protocols are followed. UMC churches can disaffiliate from their denomination and retain assets under recently adopted rules if they do so for reasons of conscience related to LGBTQ+ issues. Mount Bethel is a conservative denomination and is affiliated with the Wesleyan Covenant Association, a group of UMC churches opposed to gay marriage and ordination of gay pastors. The feud between Mount Bethel and Bishop Hoppert Johnson began in the spring when the bishop sought to reassign Mount Bethel's then-senior pastor, Jody Ray. Ray and Mount Bethel's lay leaders mounted a public campaign against the reassignment and implied that Bishop Hoppert Johnson was politically motivated. Then came Mount Bethel's announcement that it planned to leave the UMC denomination entirely, followed by the conference moving to seize Mount Bethel's assets.
Hail to the bus driver, bus driver, bus driver. Hail to the bus driver, man. He drinks and he cusses, he stinks.
Bus drivers and monitors for Marietta City Schools could see a pay bump and bonus checks if the school board okays the recommendation from Superintendent Grant Rivera. A bus monitor works on a school bus, helping children on and off the bus, supervising them during the ride. Superintendent Rivera is asking the board to approve a 5.1% pay increase and $1,000 bonus for drivers and monitors. The raise brings the starting bus driver pay to $19 per hour and experienced driver pay up to $26.90 per hour. The bonus will be split into 2 $500 checks. Drivers and monitors will receive one in December and another in May. The superintendent said the move is necessary for attraction and retention of bus drivers, which the agenda item says is critical to the stability of school operations in the midst of a nationwide driver shortage. Rivera told the MDJ his district has been lucky enough to avoid the shortages elsewhere, including in Cobb schools, in which Superintendent Chris Ragsdale announced a $1,200 retention bonus for bus drivers and monitors in the district last month. The Cobb Board of Commissioners moved forward Tuesday to grant vaccinated employees up to 80 extra hours of paid leave should they need it for COVID-19 related reasons. Under the new policy, vaccinated employees who have been directly exposed or infected will receive their full pay rate during their leave for up to 80 hours. They'll receive 2/3 of their pay rate if caring for a child or other individual who's exposed or infected. The county believes just under half of its employees are currently vaccinated. Per County Manager Jackie McMorris and Support Services Director Sharon Stanley, infections among workers have amplified existing workforce shortages on county work crews. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations has identified the man killed by Cobb police on Monday during a hostage situation at a Smyrna apartment complex. 39-year-old Robert Parks of Smyrna was found with a gun holding another man hostage during the incident at Concord Crossing Apartments around 9:45 a.m. and was shot and killed by a Cobb police officer. As is standard for officer-involved shootings, the Cobb County Police Department called the GBI in to investigate. Naisha Banks, a neighbor in the apartment complex, told the MDJ she heard screaming from a nearby unit around 8:30 a.m. and then a gunshot shortly thereafter. After Parks was killed, the second man in the apartment was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. Cobb police said they didn't know exactly when Mr. Parks was shot or what prompted the shooting, and that the relationship between the suspect and the hostage was unknown. Initially, Cobb police reported no officers were injured. However, the GBI said one officer sustained injuries that were non-life-threatening. He was treated and released. This is the 69th officer-involved shooting recorded by the GBI this year and the fourth in Cobb. All four in Cobb have come since June.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The Cobb perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson and Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
A Riverdale man was arrested after he left an unattended handgun on the patio of a Marietta apartment, leading to a 4-year-old firing the weapon, injuring themselves and a 2-year-old. At approximately 12:30 on Monday, the two children arrived at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital's emergency room with gunshot wounds. Police say they determined 23-year-old John L. Green left an unattended handgun on the patio of an apartment at Magnolia and Whitlock Apartments. Green is charged with 2 felony counts of second-degree cruelty to children, 1 felony count of possession of a firearm by a felon, 1 felony count of tampering with evidence, and 1 misdemeanor count of reckless conduct. He's being held at the Cobb County Jail without bond. Green has prior arrests in Cobb on charges including drug possession, intent to distribute marijuana, and possession of a firearm during commission of a crime. The Cobb County Board of Elections will reconsider its July decision to move a polling place from Cooper Middle School to the Cobb County Police Academy after receiving messages opposing the move from concerned citizens and the American Civil Liberties Union. Opponents argued that using the Police Academy, located at 2435 East-West Connector in South Cobb, would create an intimidating environment for voters of color who may be distrustful of police. Of the approximately 5,200 voters registered in the precinct, 58.2% are black. The board voted 4-1 at its Monday meeting to replace an item on next month's agenda to formally reconsider the polling place change and hold a public hearing on the matter. The Georgia chapter of the ACLU sent a letter to the board on Monday urging it to reconsider the move. Citing the 1965 Voting Rights Act, the ACLU argued that black voters being intimidated, even if that is not the intent of the county, could constitute a violation of the law. The ACLU also argued in the letter that while most police are non-discriminatory in their duties, many black voters have understandable concerns about interactions with law enforcement. And now there are hundreds of churches and houses of worship in and around Cobb County. Each week on the podcast, we take the time to highlight one of them.
I'm Mike Lindemann. I am the community pastor at North Star Church in Kennesaw.
And Mike, tell me, what specific ways is North Star Church helping out in the community?
So we're extremely blessed to have, the Kennesaw Acworth community has been fantastic as far as allowing us with open arms and open doors to really have full access to partner with things. For the church, one of my main goals is to have these relationships and kind of, they just become good friends in the community. So the city officials with Kennesaw and Acworth are good friends. We partner with a lot of events with them. Just this morning, I was working with a foster care group that's hosting an event at the Acworth Community Center and helping them with photography needs and fees and those kind of things. As you probably also know, in this area, there's a lot of schools. And schools need a lot of support. And a big part of our congregation are principals and administrators and teachers. And a big part of our congregation are parents of Cobb and Paulding County students. And so for us, it's a great way to get into the schools, to show them, to encourage them, to tell them how much we appreciate them, how much we love them, and how much we trust them with our kids. And so I think if you ask people in the community what's unique about North Star Church, it's our hope and prayer that they're going to say that how they love the community is what's unique to us. Just today, I had I was actually Marietta Daily Journal, so we're supposed to be meeting with the a person who is in charge of the Marietta Special Olympics. We're figuring out how we can partner with them. This first time Marietta is hosting the Special Olympics. This morning, I was asked to send volunteers to cover a concession stand at one of our local high schools. And we were there the last couple weeks serving concession stands so that parents could watch their kids play in the band and the football game. Tomorrow morning, we're hosting a group of local elementary school principals. And so we'll host them for chicken biscuits and we'll do some spiritual leadership stuff. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're hosting a group of high school principals, and we're having them here for lunch and just to do some networking, just a fun way for them to connect with their friends and their coworkers and hear what everyone else is doing in their school. So, we kind of look at this as we're on this journey with you as friends and as community partners. And then once you have those relationships, well, then the doors are wide open for us to just come alongside them and help them with different needs that look like they're all totally different. They're all across the map.
Mike, tell me what a service is like at North Star Church.
If you showed up to North Star Church on a Sunday morning and maybe you've never been there, you're going to be greeted. Different people some people want to pull in and go incognito, but some people want the full experience. So if you're a first timer and you want the full experience and you turn on your flashers, we've got a guest services team that's going to welcome you, give you a parking spot, and they're going to help you. Maybe you're getting out of the car with a bunch of kids and you're trying to get them checked in, or maybe you're just trying to figure out where the auditorium is. But so we've got a group of people that will help you get in, and it is our goal that no matter who you are, no matter what your background or what you came from, that you're going to come in and that you're going to feel welcomed. People are going to greet you. They're going to say good morning to you. And they're going to, if you ask where the restrooms are, we're going to walk you to the restrooms. We're not going to point you to them. If you ask where the coffee is, we're going to walk you there because we want to make sure that you feel totally supported and you can figure out where you're going. When you go into our auditorium, our sanctuary, whatever it is, it's about a 55 minute service. We typically start off with worship music. It's going to be contemporary. It's going to be modern. And typically there's going to be some type of teaching. Our senior pastor, Mike Lynch, is extremely welcoming And we're a seeker-friendly church. And so if this is your first time there, hopefully that you're going to feel welcomed by some community connections, maybe with some sports analogies or something. And then we're going to get to Bible teaching. And, you know, hopefully we're going to take some good biblical truths. We're going to apply them to your life and what you're going through. And hopefully you will leave encouraged and knowing that you're loved and cared for, and that there's a church here that will support you. Like I said, no matter where you come from or what your background is.
And where can we find out more information about North Star Church?
Yep. If you go to northstarchurch.org, you can click on all kinds of different things, from watching our services online. So if you're looking for connections, you know, we have a lot of different things, from if you're going through grief or you're going through divorce, or maybe you're new to the area and you're trying to connect to a group, just to people. You can find all that information there.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi. I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Open for fun at the 2021 Superior Plumbing Presents North Georgia State Fair, September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim R. Miller Park in Marietta. The Carriage Kia Concert Series featuring Gabby Barrett, Chris Lane, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Will. Free family shows and great fair food, too. Admission $10. 10 and under, always free. Follow us on social media or visit northgeorgiastatefair.com for more information. Open for fun in 2021.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.